This is a room full of appellate nerds, so we like very specific questions. So let me ask you, what's your best practical advice you can give us about practicing before your court? Let me give you a couple of examples. Justice Terry Jennings, the last time we did this, said at his court, the first court of appeals, some of the judges like to get courtesy paper copies, even though everything's being filed electronically now. And for example, another example, a majority of the members of the San Antonio Court of Appeals say they don't like citations and footnotes because they're spending more and more time reading their reading briefs on their pads, and so it's hard to skim back and forth up and down. So starting with you, Justice Goodwin, what is your best practical advice you can give us?
Well, in terms of the filing of the briefs, I love them electronically. When we open up your briefs electronically at the office in Thames in our operating system, it hyperlinks automatically all of your briefing issues that you have, unless it's something to the record or something like that. And so if I'm in the office and I'm on West in your brief, I can click on your citation and it'll take me to a Westlaw site. So I love the electronic filings, but we do require them still at the Third Court of Appeals. We do require paper filings for oral argument because some of our judges no longer use hammer, chisel, and marble, but we do like paper just for oral argument. And what was the second?
No, that was it. Just the best practical advice.
There we go.
Okay. One of the practical tips for practicing in our court, is regarding oral argument. And, you know, under the rules, we have to give 21 days notice of oral argument. And then you'll know at that time, obviously, if your case is going to be submitted with or without argument.